Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, clear with lows in the low 50s. Andrew Obregon has waived extradition and will be returned to Kenosha County to face charges. Obregon appeared in Lake County, Illinois court this afternoon. He's been held in the Lake County jail since October 13th, when he was arrested in Winthrop Harbor after allegedly taking a woman's car in Kenosha County and fleeing from officers on foot after that car was disabled by its OnStar system. Obregon is a suspect in the death of a Kenosha man whose body was found in a town of Paris cornfield in September. He has not yet been formally charged in that case, but is facing several other charges related to several chases with law enforcement over the course of nearly 2 weeks. It's not known when Obregon will be transferred to the Kenosha County Jail. A 77-year-old Kenosha woman died and her 80-year-old husband was seriously injured in an early morning fire in their two-story Harbor Park condominium, part of a large lakefront complex along 54th Street near 5th Avenue. City crews were dispatched to the report of flames and an explosion, and when they got there, requested additional resources. Fire Chief John Thompson told reporters the four-hour firewalls kept flames from spreading to condos on either side, but damage in the affected unit was extensive.
These have been built within the last 15 years. The fire codes are pretty stringent for this type of structure. So you have essentially four-hour firewalls in between each unit. So that kept the fire in place. Initially, we evacuated the entire building.
Thompson indicated the fire may have started in the garage area beneath the condo because as crews were about to go in for the occupants, part of the first floor collapsed in front of them. Chief Thompson says the investigation will take a while because of all the damage, but they are leaning away at this point from a natural gas explosion. The medical examiner was called to the scene while the elderly man suffered extensive second and third degree burns. A Racine County Sheriff's deputy was on patrol just after 2 this morning when he reported what he called a massive fire along the 9500 block of West 5 Mile Road in the town of Raymond. A closer look and it turned out to be a home, a rental with no one there. More information led to consideration of it being a case of arson and possibly two individuals involved with similar circumstances to a different house fire involving the same occupant. An investigator for the county's fire task force was contacted about this morning's incident, which also downed power lines and raised early concern about a propane tank near the house. The roadway finally reopened to traffic at 6:30 this morning. The Village of Caledonia is now set for animal control services in 2016 under a new contract with the Wisconsin Humane Society. Trustee Jim Dobbs said it's a good deal for taxpayers who get a break next year on the cost.
The proposed rate for next year will actually be about $2,000 less than this year because it's based on use, so we used a little bit less last year, calls for their service than we anticipated, so we recommend approval.
The new animal control services contract in Caledonia was approved unanimously. Another candidate has entered the race for mayor in Kenosha. 16th District Alderman Bob Johnson filed paperwork yesterday to run for Kenosha's highest office against former Mayor John Antaramian. Johnson says the residents he's talked to are concerned about the city's debt and tax rate, crime, and the condition of the streets, and those issues were not addressed by Antaramian when he was in office. Johnson said he decided to run after two other candidates dropped out of the race.
If he's the only candidate in the race, I'm not going to give him a chance to do it again. I think we need somebody in the race who's going to fix our debt crisis, who's going to fund our roads, and who's going to focus on the priorities that the residents are telling us are their priorities also.
Johnson also filed a declaration of non-candidacy for his 16th District Aldermanic seat. The election is in April. The Milwaukee City Council has approved a 2016 budget that includes funding for 120 additional police officers, 20 more than Mayor Barrett included in his budget proposal. With homicides reaching decade highs, public safety issues dominated today's debate on the budget, which also includes programs to combat violence, improve job opportunities, and expand library hours. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.